BFF.fm. I'm your host, Kaylin Brigato. It's your weekly hour of underground electronic music. This is Broadcasting from Home number 7. But before we get back into the music, I want to take a moment to talk about what's been happening in this country and in the rest of the world as well. Everything that you're seeing that's happening in all of these cities around the country, around the world, this is a reaction to hundreds of years of systemic racism and police brutality against the Black communities and the people of color in this country. And we are sick and tired of this treatment of Black and brown people. And these Black people and their allies are no longer willing to stand by and have the voices of those who have been the most oppressed by this corrupt system have no power and no say in how they're treated. And so it's time to take a stand. I will continue to be an ally, continue going to protests, talking to the people around me, and acknowledging that this system has been unfair and will continue to be unfair unless the Black voices are amplified and made to be heard, and that these corrupt capitalist pigs are made to face their wrongdoings, that these cops are put in jail, that reparations are paid, that all of this wrong that has been done is righted. The things that I love and what my radio shows are based on, electronic and rap music, come directly from Black artists. Without them, there would be none of this music. And without Black artists, much of today's culture wouldn't exist. So to stand idly by is no longer an option if you partake or consume any of this culture. And if you're not with us, you're against us. Because in the end, really no lives matter until Black lives matter. This show this week is an expression of my view of the state of the world right now. It's a turning point where we will no longer accept what was once the, you know, quote unquote norm to be how the future is. Thanks for listening. And I hope you support the Black Lives Matter movement. Because if you don't, you probably shouldn't listen to the show. So once again, you're listening to Times May Vary on BFF.fm. Keep it locked. You're tuned in to Times May Vary on BFF.fm. I'm your host, Kaylin Bergato. It's your weekly hour of underground electronic music. This is Broadcasting From Home number 7. This is a little bit more of an aggressive episode, but like I mentioned earlier in the show, we're just not going to take it anymore. And this is how the state of the world is, so we need to fight. Hope you guys are enjoying the show so far, and we've got some more good stuff coming up. So once again, you're listening to Times May Vary on BFF.fm. Keep it locked. We'll be right back. BFF.FM. It's your weekly hour of underground electronic music, broadcasting from home, number 7. Hope you guys are enjoying the show so far. We've got a lot of good stuff coming up. And yeah, Black Lives Matter. All cops are bastards. Keep it locked.
Yeah.
Times May Vary on BFF.fm. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this show. Gonna be back next week with another hour of electronic music. And we're still doing reruns on Impossible Objects, as I really only have the bandwidth to be doing one show with everything going on. But to all the people out there who are protesting, who are standing up, who are fighting, keep going. Remember, this is a movement. Not a moment, and we need to continue to fight, because if we stop, things won't change. So I hope you're staying safe, and I hope you are still feeling strong, and take all of the time you need for self-care, because that's also an important part of maintaining this movement. So yeah, thanks for listening, everyone. I'll see you again next week. Times May Vary, BFF.fm. Keep it locked.
years. Unnoticed by the world's press. Was marching up and down the white highways in my country, in the deep south. Spent many, many years being beaten over the head and thrown in jail. Singing, "We shall overcome." And meaning it. And believing it. Doing day by day and hour by hour precisely what the Christian church is supposed to do, to walk from door to door, to feed the hungry, to speak to those who are oppressed, try to open the gates of prison for all those who are imprisoned. And a day came, inevitably, when this young man grew weary of petitioning a heedless population and said, in effect, what all revolutionaries have always said, "I have petitioned you. And you can petition for a long, long time, but a moment comes when the petitioner is no longer a petitioner, but has become a beggar. And at that moment, one concludes, you will not do it. You cannot do it. It is not in you to do it. And therefore, I must do it." And when Stokely talks about black power, he is simply translating into the black idiom what the English said hundreds of years ago and have always proclaimed as their guiding principle. Black power, simply translated, means the self-determination of peoples. It means that and nothing more, and it also means nothing less. But it is astounding, and it says a great deal about Christendom, that whereas black power, the conjunction of the word black with the word power, frightens everybody, no one in Christendom appears seriously to be frightened by the operation and the nature of white power. Stokely may make terrifying speeches, though they're not terrifying to me, I must say, and Stokely may be, though I don't believe it, a racist in reverse, but in fact, he's not nearly so dangerous as the people who now rule South Africa. He is not nearly as dangerous as many of the people who govern in my poor country.